get to business this Friday morning with Giles Beckford. Good morning, Giles.
Good morning to you, Corin.
How are the markets feeling?
They've decided to put the Federal Reserve issue and recent...
Have they?
It's behind them. Although interesting to see that the odds for rate cuts from the Fed have been pushed out. It's now a 50% chance of one in September and about a 75% chance of one in November, which sort of tallies with the pricing that we're seeing about the RBNZ here in New Zealand. So, as we say, the central banks are singing off the same song sheet, and the market seem to be doing it as well. At the moment, the Dow Jones is up 0.7%, the S&P 500 up 0.8%, the NASDAQ up 1.3%. Attention is to the non-farm payrolls, their big jobs report, which will come out overnight. Our own top 50 index had a modest 6-point rise yesterday. The local New Zealand dollar, 59.5 US cents, 90.7 Australian.
Bit of a spotlight on the banks yesterday.
We are indeed. We're in the mini reporting season for the Australian banks, so that means we see the New Zealand operations as well. Yesterday was the BNZ, and the head of the BNZ, when I spoke to him, says he's not so sure that the cost of regulation is necessarily holding back innovation. Remember, that was an issue raised by the Commerce Commission in their draft report. But one of the country's smallest banks, the Co-op Bank, it's the one that everybody seems to love because it always wins the People's Choice Award for the Consumer Awards. It says capital requirements imposed by the RBNZ are a barrier to growth, although they understand why. And we look at the telecommunications sector, and the hassles that people have with billing still dominates complaints to the disputes service. That and the latest from the markets at around 10 to 7.
Very good. Thank you, Giles. Giles Beckford there with your business update.